This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The West Ada School Board, which covers Meridian as well as parts of Boise, ran into some turmoil this week. Four big things happened. Central District Health put Ada County schools in the high-risk category for COVID-19, the red category. The head of the board suddenly resigned. The board decided not to switch to online learning, and Meridian teachers decided to hold a sick out this coming Monday. So with us now to break all of this down is Kevin Richert with Idaho Ed News. Hey there, Kevin.
Hi, Gemma. I think we may have to bump into Science Friday and just plow through it because we got a lot to get to here. It's a
holy cow. No kidding. Okay. So what happened, Kevin? I mean, can you quickly just fill in some of the blanks about the chairman of the school board quitting as chairman?
Quitting, but not quite quitting. So yes, after a four-hour school board meeting on Tuesday, the chairman of the board, Ed Kloppenstein, stepped down as chairman of the board. It was a conflict with another trustee. He felt like he was cut out of the loop over a proposal for reopening. So he stepped down as chair. He stayed on and is staying on as a member of the school board. They have a new board chair who they voted in on Thursday. Yeah, that was the least of what they did at Thursday's school board meeting.
That seems pretty tamed with what happened from there. Okay, so then the board said, as we go into this category three, that's red, which means there's significant community spread, the board saying that they will not go to all online learning. And that's when West Ada teachers said, well, then we're going to plan a sick out.
Right. So as it stands right now, and it's midday Friday, we don't know exactly what's going to happen on Monday, and we don't know what the school district is going to have to say. We expect some sort of a statement later Friday afternoon. But here we are a little bit before 1 p.m. on Friday, and it sounds like about 700 West Ada teachers have called in sick for Monday. That constitutes about a quarter of the district's teaching staff. So it's a significant chunk of the faculty. Saying that they plan to stage a sick out because they're upset with the plan to go with hybrid learning, face-to-face learning every other day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't know what the district is going to do in response. We do know that the district says, hey, we cannot cover all of those teaching positions on Monday with substitutes. We just can't get substitutes to cover all those spots. So we don't know what it's going to look like on Monday.
Okay, and so then, Kevin, yesterday the school board held kind of an emergency meeting, right, at 3 p.m. And during that, the board did hear from people. They were able to give comment. So we followed this, and we're going to play a couple of clips. So the first one was from Kelly Reed Hoyer. She's a teacher at Rocky Mountain High School, and she said many of her students don't want to wear masks, and there are simply not enough room. There's just not enough room to social distance. Let's hear what she had to say.
I have 18 kids in my portable. That is not much larger than the size of a medium living room. I cannot distance my students. Quite frankly, you guys are all spaced 6 feet apart. You all have your masks on. You're making sure that everybody around you is safe, but you are asking us to go into a place where that is not a concern of 90% of the people we work with. They don't believe this is real, or because they are teenagers, they believe that they are immortal. And you are asking us, you seriously think that it's okay to ask us to put ourselves and other children at risk? I have a teacher in my building who has not seen her son since we went into this hybrid mode, because her son has extreme health issues. He had to go live with her mother so that she could continue to work and provide for him. This is not a safe thing. This is not okay. This is not a safe place. I am begging you to please take all of this into consideration.
So that, as I mentioned, was a teacher from Rocky Mountain High School. On the flip side of that, David Phillips, he told the school board that the proposed teacher sick out should have consequences.
The teachers that were worried, they were given multiple opportunities to teach remote learning. They refused if they're sitting back here complaining. The parents who are worried about their kids were given an opportunity to enroll before the school year started. Some of them refused. Now they're complaining. You have 700 teachers that are planning on being sick on Monday. I say we need 700 doctor's notes. And if they don't provide doctor's notes, there should be consequences. When did we stop giving consequences for adults not doing what they're supposed to do? This is insanity. You don't want to know why her kids don't wear her mask? Because she's not following the rules. She just stood up here and told you, if you don't do what I want, I'm not going to show up. That's what her kids are doing when they put the mask on their chin. That's what her kids are doing when they don't cover their nose. Kids don't listen to what we say. They watch what we do. This union is not even allowed to be a part of the bargaining process unless you invite them. Stop giving them so much control. This is not California. This is not New York. This is not Chicago. This is Idaho, for God's sake. Stop. This is ridiculous. Don't let these people control all of our lives. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.
Okay, Kevin. Passionate arguments from both of these teachers, from one teacher, from another individual. What I found fascinating about this David Phillips comment was, you know, there need to be consequences, right? And yet the teacher said one of the things is she can't get kids to wear masks, and she's talking about high school students. How about consequences for high school students who refuse to wear masks, right? I mean, there's so many arguments about this. So where do we even begin to find some common ground, or is that impossible?
Well, I think those 2 minutes of clips give you a pretty good illustration of the plight and the predicament that the West Ada trustees find themselves in. Obviously, teachers are very upset. Parents are very upset. You have a parents group that has launched a recall election targeting all 5 members of the school board. A few weeks ago, you had a letter that was signed by several legislators, including some very high-powered legislators, mm-hmm. urging the district to go to full-time face-to-face instruction. So there's a lot of political and community pressure that's being brought to bear on the trustees. And it's, what strikes me, too, about this, Gemma, is, you know, we're talking so much about the controversy in West Ada. Boise is heading down a similar road in terms of the schedule. You know, they're going to go with a hybrid learning model, continuing their hybrid learning model. Junior high school and high school kids are going to start to go back to class in Boise on Monday under the same guidelines that are coming from the health district, the same recommendations that hybrid learning can continue even as case numbers increase in Ada County. And there has been some concern. The teachers union has expressed some concern, but it's not been at this level that we've seen in West Ada. It has really become an explosive issue in that West Ada district.
I mean, and in fact, Kevin, to the point where a lot of grumbling going on social media and elsewhere today, who agreed with this David Phillips, the clip that we aired, that don't like teachers calling in for the sick outcome Monday. I mean, but beyond that, some people even calling for folks to vote no on any future levies or bonds regarding the school district. And to me, that seems counterproductive, because one of the reasons why there is such an issue with West Ada is that there is an overcrowding issue. There is not enough space. There are too many kids in these schools. So what kind of effect would it be to say, don't vote no on anything that will actually potentially help the school district?
Well, you can certainly argue that we're conflating an issue here between upset over the sick out, upset over the teachers and the position that they're taking, mm-hmm. and the issue of facilities. I mean, a bond issue is designed to build schools, and it's designed to alleviate some of the overcrowding issues. Some of the crowding issues that frankly are, you know, in even sharper focus right now as schools try to figure out how to let kids back into school and maintain social distancing. If you've got an overcrowded school, you know, under normal circumstances, you've really got an overcrowded school and you've got a potential health issue in the era of social distancing. So, how this becomes an issue about, in a debate about bond issues and buildings, I'm not You can certainly argue that we're, you know, we're mixing apples and oranges here.
Right, of course. So then, Kevin, let's go back to this idea of not going back fully online. And I believe the board basically said they can't do that. Like, they're just not equipped for learning to go fully online.
Right. And WestAid had really scrambled at the beginning of the year to try to go fully online. If you remember, you know, it was the first week of school in WestAid. It was right after Labor Day that the schools reopened. And that first week of class was online only. And it was a mess. I mean, there was a lot of consternation with parents trying to get their kids on, you know, logged in and get them, you know, get them doing their work. It was a really rocky rollout. And very quickly, WestAid, as soon as the health department said, you know, we're in the yellow risk category, you can go to hybrid learning, WestAid jumped on that very quickly and decided, well, we're going to go with a hybrid model. And what they've been trying to do with that hybrid model is gradually move some of the elementary school grades back in full time. That's been going on for the past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. That's on hold. It's going to be hybrid right now for all grades. But, you know, WestAid really struggled with an online only model that first week of the year. And, you know, it's barely a month ago that we were there in that situation.
So Kevin, what is then next with this? I mean, does school potentially just shut down Monday if we've got a quarter of teachers already calling in sick?
I really can't even hazard a guess of what we're going to see in WestAid on Monday. I mean, we had a staff meeting, a Zoom staff meeting this morning to kind of figure out how we're going to cover this and, you know, what's our coverage strategy. And, you know, when it was my turn to speak, I was like, well, you know, we kind of have to wait and see what happens here. I mean, we've got plans. We know what we think we want to try to do in terms of covering it. But to some degree, we're going to be at the mercy of whatever unfolds out there.
And I have a feeling that this is not the end of this conflict. Not even.
No. And it's not the end of it, because at the end of the bottom line here is the case numbers are increasing across the state, across all age groups. And some of the sharpest increases we're seeing are among school aged kids. Mm-hmm. That is the reality. That's something I wrote about earlier this week. Those numbers are going up even faster than we're seeing in terms of overall state increases in coronavirus cases. So this is a, you know, this is a real issue.
It is. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on. I know this is quick on our part, a quick turnaround. So we really appreciate you breaking this down for us. We've been talking
with
Kevin
anytime.
Richard. Absolutely, Kevin. Kevin Richard with Idaho Ed News, talking about the controversies going on in the WestAid School District. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters on this Friday. So good to have you with us always. Make sure, if you haven't, download the free Boise State Public Radio app. It is Friday, as I mentioned. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here Monday.